Welcome to our weekly devotion. I'm Dr. Owen Anderson, and this week I want to look at Psalm 106, verses 13 through 15. Let me read this to you. Now, I should say that Psalm 105 and 106 are really good psalms. They go through the history of Israel and the history of God's dealing with his people. And so 106, starting in verse 13, says, "But they," which is referring to the Israelites, "soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but they had a wanton craving in the wilderness and put God to the test in the desert. He gave them what they asked, but sent a wasting disease among them." So these three verses, 13, 14, and 15, each of them illustrates a principle which still applies to the Christian life. So 13, they forgot his works. And now what it references is specifically is his works of bringing them up out of Egypt. And so you can think about the proximity of Israel. Even the second generation was only 40 years away from that. And we can think back 40 years and it doesn't seem that far compared to history. Think back, World War II is further than that. But there's still many people alive who are either in World War II, or their parents were in World War II, or their grandparents. And so that's at the far end of Israel, 40 years, the second generation. But by the time they're rebelling, that's the first generation. And they had seen firsthand being brought up out of Egypt. And that the works, the miraculous works, the 10 plagues, the parting of the Red Sea, the giving of the law at Sinai, the bringing water out of a rock. So you have all of these, which are the redemptive and special works of God, bringing Israel out. But then you also have the works of God in the sense of creation all around you, God's providence and history up until this time. And so all of these works, Israel forgot. And instead, verse 14, they had a wanton craving in the wilderness. They remembered the cuisine of Egypt. Even though they were slaves in Egypt, they had access to, you know, it especially mentions leeks and onions and the meat pots. And so they missed those things. And they wish they had it in the desert. So think about what they're comparing, right? Cuisine versus freedom and redemption from sin. Actual political freedom, no longer being a political slave, but also you're no longer a slave to sin because of the redemptive works of God. And that's illustrative of the human condition in many cases. We overlook the works of God. We minimize the works of God, whether it's in creation or redemption, the works of God in our own lives. And we have cravings for things from the world, even though the truth of the matter is those things that we crave from the world aren't that great. But we still crave them. We want them. And in that sense, it says they put God to the test in the desert, essentially asking, can God really provide for us? And think about that question in light of what they just saw in Egypt. Of course God can provide for you. And if God provides manna, then you're content with manna for the time while God is taking care of you. But they have this wanton desire. And so what happens is, in verse 15, he gives them what they asked for. And that's many times what happens in life. You get what you wanted just to find out it wasn't satisfying. Now you might say, oh, really? Okay. Well, I want $1 billion. I'm waiting around. When am I going to get my $1 billion just to find out it's not satisfying? Well, it's not a one-to-one thing like that, but you might get access to money and find out, you know what, money doesn't really satisfy my needs. Or you could just learn by observation, and you can look at the rich and see that the rich, their lives are empty, even though they have money. But here, in this case, God gave them quail, and they had so much it was coming out of their nostrils, and it still wasn't satisfied. It didn't do for them what they thought it would do. On top of which, God sent a wasting disease among them. And so they both get what they want, and they also get a judgment from God, which is meant to make them stop, think about what they've done, repent, return to the Lord, remember his works. And that's a key principle that still applies to us today. Stop, think, repent, remember the works of the Lord, and return to him. And so each of these three verses, 13, 14, and 15, Psalm 106, illustrates an important point for us as Christians. We should remember the works of God, both in creation, in providence, in redemptive history, also in our own lives. we should realize that we're going to be inclined to having wanton cravings. And in doing that, put the Lord to the test. And then the principle that many times we're going to get what we want, it won't satisfy us, and along with that comes a disease or a judgment. Right? I'm using the word disease here in connection with judgment. You may not get a literal physical disease, but it's also interesting that it uses this word wasting disease, because that's used also in Psalm 91, a similar reference to the noonday disease, which is a way of referencing depression. Now, in the case of Israel, they actually did get a specific judgment of God in disease, but for many people, they find themselves in depression, the noonday disease, and many Christians struggle with depression. And one reason, depression is multifaceted, there could be physical sides to it, which I'm not commenting on here, but the spiritual side is what I'm commenting on. And the spiritual side is return to the Lord, find your joy, your chief end in knowing Him, enjoying Him forever, and knowing what your purpose is. When Israel departed from that and instead focused on their own desires, they lost sight of their goal and fell into all kinds of rebellion, frustration, anger, and the solution to those would be remember the works of God. Always remind yourself to remember the works of God. Recount them in your mind. Name them to yourself. Teach them to your children. Tell your friends about the mighty works of God. So thank you for joining me this week on meditation about Psalm 106, verse 13 through 15.